Okay, so. Go on about this song, baby. Because Psycho Killer, right? When did it come out?
The song came out in 1977, so yes, it's about Jeffrey Dahmer. However,
I didn't say it was about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Or you said it was someone. You said that was Evan Peters.
Yeah, playing the...
No, that was not Evan Peters. I just looked it up, and that song came out in 2018.
Tierra.
That video.
Are you telling me Evan Peters does not play Jeffrey Dahmer?
No. Yes, he does play Jeffrey Dahmer. You're saying that that person in that video was Evan Peters.
Yeah. They were taking scenes from the new movie.
No, they weren't. You want to know why? No. You want to know why they weren't? Because I looked it up. That video came out in 2018, James.
COVID.
No. 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 So what do you have to say about that?
COVID.
No.
It's just COVID.
No. And that was Evan Peters.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we had an interesting night, though.
Yeah, we did.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how racist were people to us?
Oh, my gosh. Like a 7, 8, 9, 10.
No, no. I'd give it a 6. I'd give it a solid 6. I feel like your black meter is a little, like, scaled up. Like, you're ready to, like...
I get what you're saying.
Like, you're ready. You're ready for that shit.
Right.
But it was just super crazy. Like, that dude called me ugly.
He said, you're ugly, but handsome. And he said that twice to you.
Yeah. And I told him, well, lucky me. I'm married to her.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know. He was all... I knew as he was walking towards... He shooed his girl away, and he was walking towards him like he's going to stop and talk. And I was dressed... Now, if I was looking busted and disgusted, no. But since I was dressed up...
Well, you're gorgeous. You know what? You know that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're so gay.
So sweet.
Anyways... a few nights ago, some waitress was kind of, like, being off on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as she goes, oh, are you paying for the black girl, too?
She said that? The
black basically, girl? Like, the other, like, she might as well. Okay. Like, when people say some shit.
Well, remember that one time when you first took me out to tease? The girl put on the receipt, pretty black girl or black girl.
Oh, my God.
Not pretty black girl, I think it's black girl. Oh. Sorry, Roger, if you're listening to this. This person's not there anymore.
Yeah. Anyways. But you are gorgeous. But the other night, we were out, you know, having dinner, and as soon as I went to ask for the check and she realized that I was with you, I don't understand how this all happened. Like, the big part is like, used to be weird.
I know.
But, you know, no, she went a whole, like, get everything done. Yeah. Now, you have a question if that was racist or not.
Yeah, I don't know if it's racist, and I hope it's not. I guess, like I was saying earlier, I guess I'm naive, and I hope the best. I wish for the best.
Me too.
And I hope it had nothing to do with because I'm black. Hopefully it was because...
She didn't just become, like, the paddler that couldn't...
Yeah. I hope that it's because I was nice to her and very kind, and she appreciated me being nice. That's what I'm... It's so weird, because when I'm out, I'm so used to being the only black person in places. Like, I don't even...
Baby, white guilt. That's your privilege. You get white guilt. Like, come on.
I need my money. That's what I need.
No, you have me, remember? I'm making money for you. Like, am I shackled to you now? Like, that's reparation.
Oh my gosh, I suppose.
No, it's so interesting how naive you are to this. I am. You are a naive human.
Very.
Because definitely it was because you were black. It was definitely because you were black. And she hated my jokes. Oh. and she was treating me like shit. And then she realized my jokes weren't real. Is that racism?
And here goes my naivety. Is that the word?
Is that racism that she, after, no, let me like lay it out, okay? Uh-huh. The question fully, so nobody clips this shit, is it racist after to treat somebody like shit because you thought their jokes were racist and then treat them 100% different, right? Because you realize they were married to a black person. Is it?
I don't, maybe a little bit?
Yeah, it is. It totally is. And it's just right?
Like I said, like, I hope that everyone lives in our world that we live in, where we don't, things like that.
Don't be a jackass?
Yeah.
We live in don't be a jackass world.
Right.
Right.
Except for people with face tattoos.
Oh, don't get me started. Number one culprits of stabbing, face tattoos.
Oh my gosh.
But it's just a weird world to live in. Like,
I know.
Why'd you derail this? We were having a good banter. Fucking disappointed in you.
What?
Talk.
No, you were talking.
I asked you a question. You didn't answer it.
Oh, I said kind of.
You're really good at that shit.
I said kind of. It's like, I don't know.
No, like, why don't you?
Because
it's about you.
I hope.
It's not about me. They were kind of racist towards you. Maybe, it's like reverse racism.
Like I said, what if it wasn't a racist thing? What if she was just like, oh my gosh, she's nice? Like,
it wasn't that.
I hope not.
See? It wasn't that.
That's really messed up if it is. And you said...
Have you ever seen The 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yes, I have.
Reverse racism.
I'm gonna watch that movie now.
Yeah, sandbags.
Oh my god.
Does that bother you, though? It would bother the fuck out of me if somebody treated me less... And, like, went out of their way to...
I guess I don't know different. Like, if...
Because I meet people... Oh, my God. White people suck. They always treated you like... Are you getting privilege?
No. Not at all.
I feel like that was black privilege.
How's that black privilege?
She stepped up her game.
It's not like I'm the type of person that's gonna wreak havoc.
No, but she stepped up your game.
I think she just thought I was nice and pretty.
And you are naive.
I know. I agree.
Okay, so what about the random black dude?
Oh, gosh. That was so weird. So weird. Ugh.
I don't even have anything to say. He just started hitting on you. He yeah. goes, my husband's... In the story, he goes, oh, I was a gentleman. I was a gentleman.
Yep.
And he kissed your hand, right?
Yep, he gave me a kiss that's, on
the
hand.
No. If you had a suit of armor on, that's gentlemanly. Right there, that is, you're trying to steal my wife's shit.
Yeah, no, he was about to, if I didn't say that I had a husband, he was probably going to ask me for his number or vice versa. He was probably going to ask me for my number.
And you were so happy.
I was happy? No, I was creeped out because I knew as we locked eyes that this motherfucker was going to come talk to me.
Oh, I left the car real quick and said, lock the doors.
Yeah.
I don't know why you rolled the window down.
Because it was hot.
Yeah, there's an AC.
I wasn't going to leave the car running in front why not? Of the store.
Why not?
That's rude.
No, it's not.
Right in front of the door of the store?
Why is that rude?
Because it's loud, it can be noisy, exhaust fumes.
We have a Ford Focus.
Exhaust fumes.
Oh my god, are you all PC and green now?
You know?
No. Let's point out how retarded you are.
I'm just saying. It's getting cool outside. I wanted the window rolled down, and I feel like it's rude.
And you were like, "Oh, this black dude's gonna come talk to me, so I should leave my window down."
Well, I find it rude to roll up your window as someone is walking. Well, that's how people.
Baby, remember the face tattoo thing?
Yeah.
I literally opened my door, saw somebody, and shut it. He looked like fucking It. Insane Clown Posse. I was just like, oh, no. Nah, I'm going to... It's... At some point, people have to take... Recognize what's going on in the world.
Exactly.
Like, you have tattoos that make you look like a clown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get back in my car.
Yeah.
I don't want to be talked to. I'm going to roll my window up. Mine is way more rude than yours.
That's true.
You didn't even do the door lock. Like, you didn't even door lock them. Like, a window roll up is, I'm in my car.
Don't talk to me.
A door lock is, I'm scared. Me about to get out of the car.
Yeah.
And they're going, nope.
What got me was, he shooed his girlfriend off somewhere.
She was a prostitute.
That was a prostitute?
Did you not gather by the fact that she didn't look like she had pants on?
And he was dressed up semi-nice. His clothes were not dirty or anything.
No. Spokane's a wild town.
See, there goes my naivety.
Did you not realize that that was what that was?
No.
He was trying to pimp you out.
Bitch.
Mm-mm. Baby, did you not realize that?
I was about to be sex trafficked, baby.
I mean, at least in America.
James!
Why? I mean, there's worse places to be.
Did I tell you one time a prostitute was flagging me down? I was on spray, and I was at a light. And the prostitute was going like, and like coming up to the car waving. And I'm like,
nuh-uh.
Nope.
No way, Jose.
I am a woman.
What would you... And she's like, yo, I licked that bean. Like, what would you have done? Like, $20.
I would have been like, not interested.
Nah, I don't need that herpes.
Exactly. Let me lick that bean.
What? All right, this is going to be a quick one tonight.
Okay.
Now... We're going to do the political hour.
You need to get your...
Nope. It's that. I don't give a fuck.
James May's political hour. Now it's just the political hour.
It's James May's political hour.
Yes.
I'm way too high for this. So, first off, we do have Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman.
I know, you're such a nerd. You were like, baby, look at this.
Can you believe it? Politics had to get into this to make this happen?
Here's
like,
the thing.
Hugh Jackman's coming back as Wolverine?
I didn't know Hugh Jackman wasn't coming back as Wolverine.
You didn't know he wasn't?
No.
He retired after Logan. He was done, son.
He verbally said, this is my last Wolverine
Yeah,
movie.
Because it was a perfect ending. And Patrick Stewart said it too, though. And you know how that turned out. He was in Doctor Strange.
That's true.
So.
I was talking to my coworker about you.
Oh, don't do that.
No, it relates to this. Because we were talking, she was like, I don't remember anyone's like names in movies and stuff. I'm like, ugh. My husband knows every director. Like, oh, this movie was directed by Joe Filoni. I don't even know if that's a real person.
You got the last name right.
Like, you know all of those things. And I'm like, how?
Because I want to know what the next good shit that's going to come
out.
That's true. They directed something good.
Uh-huh.
I want to know, like, what the next thing Dave Filoni's putting out. Okay?
You know what my favorite
thing? And John Favreau. You almost got it.
Gotcha.
You almost got it. Because they're the guys that are doing Star Wars.
Well,
right.
Speaking of Star Wars, I love asking you when, like, a new Star Wars show or movie comes out, what time was the set in? Because you know the exact fucking timeline.
I mean, if you get a tattoo, Right? If you get a Star Wars tattoo, I feel like that's like required.
Yeah.
Like that's a required thing to know, right? Am I wrong here?
I like asking it because I think it's kind of sexy.
What?
It's weird.
Star Wars is sexy.
No, you knowing that information is sexy. And you knowing what you're talking about is sexy. Is that weird?
Yeah. Don't say that again.
I'm sorry.
Don't say that again.
We like nerds. Women like nerds. You guys are... You know what they say about nerds?
What?
I'm gonna get a little TVMA over here. They say that nerds typically have huge dicks.
What?
Yeah.
Well, they should use them more.
They do. That's the thing.
No, we got incels out the fucking
ears. I think we're mixing up incels and nerds.
No, nerds are incels.
No.
Like when you sit 24 hours in front of your TV screen, like, I'm definitely going to make $1 million and fuck all the bitches.
No, but listen.
No, that's called an incel.
Are you a nerd?
See? I'm special.
See, but there's a lot of nerds out there like you who are nerdy and
don't discount incels me.
And
don't
have
discount
big
me.
Dicks.
Don't discount me.
I'm not discount.
I'm special.
Oh my gosh, you are special.
Okay, I got a question.
What?
Okay, I got a real political one now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Do you care that Trump warns of World War III?
No.
Do you don't give no fucks?
No, why am I going
to... I don't know why anybody would. Who gives a fuck what you said? You didn't win.
Who asked that question?
He just released it.
Donald Trump?
I mean, what? Did you think Donald Trump needs a question asked to say something?
No.
He just said it.
He's a moron.
I beg to differ on that. I think he's an ass.
He's stupid.
No, he's an asshole.
He's dumb.
Okay, baby.
What?
If he's dumb... Then what are you? How much money does that man have?
That
means... No. Like, let's really think about that. If he dumped and he has that much money...
Oh, my God.
He got a hotel. He got a... If he dumped, okay. How dumb are you then?
How many bankruptcies has he filed?
7 out of the 150 companies he owns.
How many bankruptcies have I filed? 0.
How many hotels do you have?
How
many golf courses do you have?
I don't need all of those things.
Like, how many jets you got?
You want to know why? Those things don't interest me.
Oh, yeah. You need to shut the fuck up right now. You need to shut the fuck up right now. You sound like you're a liberal.
I don't like those things.
Yes, you do.
I don't care about those. I don't care about
okay,
hotels.
Okay, are you about to tell me if I could get you a hotel that's at Tierra May in gold? It was all in gold on the outside. You'd be like, I don't care.
I'd be like, this is a sucky-ass business, but I guess. Thanks.
He doesn't... What? How's it a sucky-ass business? People go to Mar-a-Lago all the time.
Yeah, and look at it now. It's under siege, isn't it?
No, there's a hurricane.
Oh, did it get fucked up?
Are you talking about the siege? You mean when the Democrats were like, oh man, he might become president again. We better fucking rub Russia all over him a fifth time.
Did you know that him and Ron DeSantis do not like each other?
I don't know what's going on. It's political games at this point, right? Mm-hmm. But I know right now for a fact, right?
Uh-huh.
One of them is winning. One of them is. And I know my ideal setting, and I think I've told you this before.
Don't tell me you want Donald Trump as president and Ron DeSantis as... No.
Nah, you have the bull collared then. Like, I saw what Florida was doing, right? Like, the first term with Donald Trump, like, I'm just being totally realistic, asshole. I don't believe in all that Russia shit, so, like, obviously, all the people that believe in that shit and all that is gonna hate everything that comes out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. But there's proof that that's not real. Uh-huh. And I'm not going to go over that. Go do your own Google search, bitches. Okay?
Taquitos getting you, huh?
Uh-huh. I got that taquitos in me. I'm saying what I really feel. Hold on. Uh-huh. Go on. Sidebar me. Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, 2024.
Said something, you're like, yeah, I got a little taquitos in me. You're talking to someone, and someone's like, taquitos.
Oh, my God. That was useless. Back to my point is, like, Donald Trump, his first term was just a bull in a china shop.
A what in a china shop?
A bull in a china shop. Like, I enjoyed watching that bull just run through that government. Because I fucking hate the government. And it was just like, ha-ha, the bull got it, bitches. All your secrets are being, like, actually being put out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, January 6th, people took it too far. Fucking morons.
Stupid.
But, also, there was a whole summer where people were burning down cities. So, stupid.
Yeah.
Both sides here. But, man, if you got a leash on that bull... And then the leash runner that run the best state. He ran the best state during the pandemic. He did. That is just legit. It is legit.
He ran the best state because he didn't shut them down.
Oh, shit. He's the smartest one then. Out of 50.
That is stupid.
Out of all the 50 fucking people in our government that are the top people other than the president did the right thing. Why wouldn't I want him to just run my country?
No.
Yes.
No, they're both dickheads. They're both assholes.
I want one. Fuck these corporate, like, people that just like, oh, how much money are you going to give me? How much money? How? Oh, if I put this bill through so that I can make your pharmacy... like, company richer.
My pharmacy company.
Because I fucking hate the vaccine and what they did. Oh my God. You didn't see that coming.
You're so stupid.
Nah, I want, you know what? It's at this point. Would you ever want to get a beer with Hillary Clinton?
No.
Would you want to get one with Joe Biden? Well, he would never get there, but...
I would.
He'd get lost.
I'd be staring at him, looking like...
Are you pooping yourself right now?
Listening to him tell his stories, and I'm just gonna...
No, you're gonna be staring there like, are you wearing a diaper?
We know Donald Trump is wearing a diaper. He has the ultimate diaper.
He didn't shit himself on stage.
He has. Have you not seen those videos?
No, never mind. I'm not doing this.
Why do you get defensive?
No, because I've shown you the cornholio of Joe Biden. I'll watch him later. If it's true, then you're wearing a diaper too, bro.
And his butt looks like you've seen diaper booties in old people.
That would be one of the main reasons I wouldn't want Donald Trump to run.
He's old. And his... even now, with his speeches, he's not as sharp as he used to be. You know? Have you noticed that?
You just watch it, and it's just sad.
Yeah.
And I think that's more on a family than anything. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm more pissed off at Joe Biden's family than Joe Biden.
Because they let him run for
This is some abuse at some point.
Are you sure that this is what you want to do? You're almost 80. Like... how old is Joe Biden?
Too old.
Is he like
80? I'm just gonna... no, it's too old. Just, it does not matter. It's semantics. It's too old at this point.
So you can't be like older, younger than 45 to run for president, right?
35. 35? 35. It's in your 30s.
I thought it was in the 40s.
No.
But there needs to be a time like, okay, after 60, you cannot run for president.
You know what? I'll give 60. Okay, 62. So we make it an even 70 by the time your terms are done.
And then you still have a little bit of life left to live.
Yeah, but at 62, there's got to be, like, so that you're connected.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, Joe Biden. Right.
It's because, you know, you remember your grandparents in your early years of life when you were a little kid. And then you remember your grandparents as an adult. And you see the difference between the two. Like, once they hit that certain threshold, like, you can see the difference.
They have, like, 2 hours of being themselves a day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I don't mean to be mean, but...
It's true.
Oh, my God. I talk to my grandma all the time. I get it.
Yeah.
it was really sad seeing it with my grandpa.
Right.
I can't, like, my mom's on her... I'm joking. No, but, I mean, our parents are the next ones.
I know.
And then it's us. That's where the joke is there. Sorry, Mom, I love you. But, no, then the kids and their kid, it's a process. Ugh. You ever think that's God's grand plan?
Probably.
What would God want to do with the universe?
Keep on going.
How do you do that?
Well, the Bible says to be fruitful and multiply.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because you create more matter out of nothing.
I'm so confused.
Well, we grew up. How small did you start?
Infant. Like 5 pounds.
Just yeah, you like, found. And now, right? Mm-hmm. You're not 5 pounds no more.
No.
But now think where you even started, baby. A little tail, a little egg, that's all. That's where that started. Right? You and your sister with that one semen that had two tails.
Ew.
That's where it all started. Almost nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, if we're going to be real, semen and an egg, it's basically nothing.
Yeah.
And now we're
look
this.
Look at us.
We're grown.
You were but, in your dad's ball sack at one point.
Exactly. You too.
Ew.
So then you grow up and you get to a full size human, mm-hmm. and then you die. What are you now?
Matter.
And what does that do?
Regenerate.
Grow,
yeah.
And
yes.
So it's God's grand plan to make matter and grow the universe. I know, I'm philosophical.
Physiological.
It's philosophical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So. I fucking hate you.
I hate you.
No, I hate you. You didn't even answer my question.
I said kind of.
What?
It's kind of racist. I don't know. I'm torn because...
You're so back on a question.
Uh-huh.
You're so back on a question.
Yeah.
We were talking about Joe Biden.
Oh. What was the question about Joe Biden?
Oh. I forgot that.
Too. Oh, I said yeah.
It's wrong.
No, you don't even remember what your question was.
Nope. I don't. This is the Fairly Odd Couple. Have a great night, guys.